sharing from my heart in Christ a very special message dear to my heart, and it's entitled, God's Voice and His Word Are One. I look at the Bible almost like an extension of God. For Jesus said in John 6:63, He said, My words are life and spirit. The Holy Spirit is in the Word of God for every Christian who will become Christian and who is a Christian. It's not the Word of God for those who will never become Christians and who are rebellious against God. I know some cults use the Word, but it doesn't have the Holy Spirit moving in it. But today I want to share some insight how God's Word and His voice are one. Joel 2 verse 11 says, The Lord shall utter His voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for He is strong that executes His word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who shall abide it? You see there, God says in Joel 2:11 that He is strong, God is strong that execute His word, and we are strong that execute His word. We are strong as we execute His word. I am strong when God's word comes out of my mouth. Multitude of times when I've been a bit of a problem, stress or whatever, something's trying to come upon me, health problem, where I will say Psalm 17 verse 4. It is so powerful. And it says, By the words of God's lips, I've kept myself from the destroyer. Jesus, our living example in Matthew 4, Luke 4, He showed us how to defeat three evils. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, and Satan himself. He quoted God's word, and we are to do likewise. By the words of God's lips, we are kept from the destroyer. He's out there, and He came to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you and I would have life and have it more abundantly. And He sent His word, Psalm 107 verse 20, to heal us. And it is written, oh, so clearly, in Psalm 103 verse 20, that He pays heed to His word out of His children. Bless the Lord, you His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments and hearken unto the voice of His word. When you and I speak and pray God's word, dear ones, God's angels are instructed to pay heed and to move on behalf of those words, to bring great blessings for our lives. Pray God's word into your life. Pray God's word into your situations. It is so powerful. It will never return void. No, not at all. His word is alive. His word is powerful. His word is for you. And God moves through His word. In the name of Jesus, it is so. Amen.